This is a talk given by Master Kirpal Singh at Mr. Connor's house in Washington, D.C. on January 21st, 1964 at 8 p.m.
Tell me what you think you would like to be done for.
Told that he never asked his master any question in his life, except three questions. I think it would be very interesting to know what were those questions that the great master asked his master.
After a few days, when I went to the feet of my master, I asked him, this method is very perfect. What is the proof that it will remain even after you? That is a very insolent question, of course. But I did ask him because I was very much interested about the competency of the system. You see, everybody gets experience, you see, and advances on the way so quickly, about which we very little know, you see, generally. This is the last ultimate thing which we have to attain. But the Master grace is there, he gives the very day of an initiation. Then he said, to whomsoever I will authorize, I am responsible, this will continue. For others, I am not responsible. It naturally happens, you see. When a master leaves, so many people start, take up the way, considering perhaps it is a matter of honor or income. So he says, to whomsoever I will authorize, I am responsible, this will continue. For others, I am not responsible. Then further I question, well, in what form he will be? He said he will be in a sick form. Some people also, you see, began to just imitate as if they were not in sick form, but they began to adopt sick form, you see. So last of all, I just requested him, you gave initiation on the very first day, from one end to the other. Would it not be better if you gave lessons step by step? Then he turned to me and said, well, do you know why this science has been forgotten altogether? And he said, suppose one man went to his master, he progressed two planes, three stages, and the master passed away. The result was, he thought perhaps this is the ultimate goal. Another man went to his master, he progressed only two stages. And master left the body. He thought perhaps that's the ultimate goal. The third one went to his master, he only did first day. He thought perhaps that is the only ultimate goal. So he says that the whole thing is explained at the very day of initiation. Even if the disciple has not the occasion to see him later, in physical body, he knows where he stands. That is why the whole thing is given the very first, explained, and some experience given to start with. These are the three questions. I did all things. Otherwise, I learnt all by sitting quietly at his feet. You see, when a man is an actor, you see, he acts in all phases of life, whether eating bread at home or abroad. You simply watch him, you'll find so many things, so beauties. Now we cannot see that beauty. Why? We try to see just through the very glasses we have formed for ourselves. From that level, we cannot live beyond, you see. You simply look on the, you see, eyes are the windows of the soul. Radiation just comes through the eyes and also through the whole body. You simply remain attentive, I mean receptive, within the field of the area of the radiation. You receive life. By words only you have what you ask. You leave it, keep quiet, you receive this radiation, you see. This is what man learns most. As it happened, you see, I went to Berlin in 1955 on return from United States. There, you know, I did not know the German language. I simply engaged one interpreter to just interpret what I said in English. The interpreter was here the other day too, you see. Here, no, I think, at Miami, Miami. Well, after a few minutes, the audience people said, well, look here, you stop. You don't interpret correctly. We understand more from his eyes than what you speak. So receptive gives more, you see. That gives life impulse. Even if you don't know the word warm or cold, you receive the warmth and the coldness, you see. You are not in need of using the word warmth or cold. It is more wonderful. That is why it is said if you sit by the feet of some master for an hour or so, quiet receptive mood, you gain more than by your intellectual inference in dying for 40 years, 100 years. There you speak and infer, you see. And here you receive that very thing which you infer, you see. To think of the fire is very ablaze and it is very warm, giving and this and that thing. That is something else. And to sit by the fire, you think this is something like that. And whenever one speaks, he speaks of the awareness of heart, of his heart, what dwells in there. For instance, wind blows, there is a great conflagration of fire that touches that fire and passes to the other side. The men who are sitting on the other side, they have the wind, you see, but warm. And similar the wind which passes by any ground, which is the snow, those who are sitting on the other side, they tell that very wind is cold. Wind is the same, but it is a question of contact. Which wind is just received by with the fire and the snow. Similarly, the heart in which the love of God and love of all humanity, you see, is just overflowing. Any words he will use, those will charge. And anybody that will hear those words, he will receive that very effect. If a heart is full of passions, evil thoughts, violence, so on, any words he will utter, those will charge that very thing. However sweet words he may utter, but the charging is the other way. For instance, you have love with anybody. Sometimes he calls you names, and those names appear very sweet. Isn't it? It is just like, you see, put flowers, very fragrant, perfumed ones. Put it in the room. Anybody who sit in the room will have perfume. That perfume that is emitted by the flowers radiates the whole room, in the whole room. Put those flowers in the room, put it in some cloth, put it in some dust, everything becomes perfumed. So whoever comes within the field of action, field of action, of radiation of the one who has got that way applied, those sitting around will have the same effect. That is why it is said, spirituality cannot be taught but caught. It cannot be taught. It is caught like infection. So this is what has been spoken of by all masters, all scriptures. That is why Christ said, where more than one man sits in my name, I am there. By radiation, maybe a thousands of miles, you have to become simply receptive. When you become receptive, you receive it. Radio, you see, you can hear men speaking. Thousands of miles through radios and televisions. Similarly, you see, if you turn your face towards it, you receive the impulses. So the question was asked, you see, of somebody, where God, does God reside? So he said that he wants to have the medicine go to a hospital. They say, you would like to have education, you find in schools and colleges. You would like any wetness, go in the morning on the grass, you find all wet. And if you would like to find God, go where God resides, to the heart. Maulana Ram says that he was asked of God, where do you reside? So Prophet Muhammad said, well, God said, I am so big that all my creation is not sufficient to contain me. I am still more. But it is strange enough that I reside in the heart of a master. If you would like to find me, go there. But that God also resides in every heart. What is the difference between the two? In one place that is manifest, other place it is not. We have to simply to have him manifest within us. If you withdraw your attention from outside, it's a great blessing to sit by living person at whose full God power is manifest, you see. And this is one of the scriptures of the Hindus say, you cannot reach God so quickly by reading scriptures, by doing penances, by observing fasts. Then he goes on by just leading a life of continence, controlling your senses, and so on. As quickly as you can find him by sitting here, Master. You may be reading scripture from morn till night. The right import thereof even you cannot have without someone who has that experience, or he has seen that, what is given in the scripture. And moreover, he is competent to give you something of that to start with. To understand scriptures at the level of intellect cannot give you a right import. And why all these so many religions, schools of thought are there? Because they have not seen it. Had they seen it, they would have said the same thing. So that is why I say, but there is religion beyond all religions. And that is religion of seeing, of truth, finding truth, which all masters who come from time to time, they give out. Those have the good fortune to sit at their feet and do care. They have it. Those are more, live by what they say, they advance quickly, like anything. You know, Socrates was a teacher of Alexander the Great. And with all that, he was just going around into the streets to find somebody who he could educate. And one day Alexander the Great told him, well, look here, I am Alexander the Great. I am your student, disciple. Am I not sufficient? He said, yes, you are my student, that's right. But you cannot become a Socrates, you see. I am after finding out somebody who can become a Socrates. I wanted to become like me. And those who can be like their master, so well, that the first ABC starts from here. They not only obey, but they go by the injections. They read what he likes. And without anything he follows, whether he is in his presence or in his absence. For him that makes no difference. So such like rise into the Master. They are born in Christ. They are born in Master. That is not very difficult. Difficult is only we always go by the dictates of the mind and not by the dictates of the masters. We cannot leave out the ordinary pleasures of the senses outside. Knowing fully well that there is great wealth, great treasure in him, the priceless power within us, with all that knowing intellectually, we do not dare, because we are more attached to the outside thing. For that, we have to live up, you see, that's all. apostles have been telling like that, yes. God is everywhere, only our inner eye has not opened to see Him. First we see Him within us, by inversion. Body appears to be the temple of God. When that dwells, you see the whole creation is the temple of God. And Guru Amar Das says, well, with the grace of Master, you see for yourself, this body is the temple of God. You know, God is eyes in you. There was one disciple of a saint called Peek. He was a saint. What he did you to do? He always repeated the name of his master. Oh, weak. For him, the master was God. And all masters said that wordless God, you see, is made flesh and dwells amongst us. Whose eyes are opened, that very who dwells within us is the wordless God manifesting to us. Then moment of rain it was very, you see, this religion restrictions are very strict. They say, oh, he says, I am this and I am that. Somebody asked him, well, look, who is your God? He said, weak. Who is your prophet? Well, I guess weak. And they pass a sentence that he should be hanged, killed. It's to say, I am God, yes. Why do you consider a man a God? So he was just passed a sentence to be killed on a certain day. And such orders of capital sentence were passed by the king. He was produced before the king. The whole case was put up. The king saw at his face, his eyes were some intoxication. He said, leave him. Why? He asked him, who you are? He said, no. Who is your God? Can he be? Who is your prophet? Can he be? Then king ordered, leave him. And all misunderstood said, what, O king, what are you doing? His sentence passed. For killing him, he sees, says his guru is a god, you see. And prophet is also his guru, everything is guru. Cannot leave it. After we made kings, they also God gifted. To some extent they are, because they are given charge of so many children of God under them, you see. Then he says, well, look here, there has been dust of rain in our country. There is great famine. All around. Will you ask your beak to send down rains for us? Oh, all right, I'll tell you. This is a question, you see, who is confident to see that God is in him, he is God. There's no other can be God other than him. All right, then when will you come? I'll come day after tomorrow, he says. All right. Other said, minister, well, he'll fly, he'll flee away, won't come, okay, never mind. And the next day it rained so much, all the country over was just overflowed with rain. Third day he came up, appeared to the king, well, thank you for your beak who has sent us rain. Yes. Then he wanted to give some lands as a gift to be taken to his master. Because wherever masters are, there many people come gathered together for food and other thing arrangements. When he wanted to give him that written document, he said, oh, no, I don't want this. Why? Take it to him. Oh, this is the only perishable things. You think I should take it to the imperishable? You see? He refused. For those who are intoxicated, not the God in physical body, but the God in him, you see, they become one with him. And when he went to his master, you see, weak at all, madman, when you said certain thing that was done, you see, had you asked me to make you God, I would have made you God, you see. So it is not the physical body which is the mastermind. That is God power, Christ power, called by any name you like, that manifests at different human poles to guide the child of humanity back to him. And what do people do, you know? Some people complain to God, well, we are being adrift in the world, in the material world. Why don't you send your apostles as you to guide us? God says, yes, I sent. Who declared that they were God, they were one with me. And what did you people do? Treat them? Somebody you put to the cross. Like Christ and Mansur. Somebody you cut their heads. Or somebody you stripped off their skin. And someone like that who says they are God in him and God in them, well, you put them into burning fire. This is how they treated you. You treated them. Then after all, I sent some people like that who said, well, we are servants of God. It is his grace only working. I am a man like you. And you say, oh, he himself says he is nothing. Why should he listen to him? You see, those who said, we are gods, we are God and we are one, you teach them that way. When you send men like to work at your level and tell you, well, I am man like you, you can also dwell like that. Oh, he says he knows nothing. Then, how can he? So you simply ignore them. What should be done now? So time comes, you see, where there is hunger, there is food for you. When there is thirst, there is water for you. When fire burns, Arjun comes to him. When Chela is ready, Guru appears. He appears. He's not dead, my friend. He manifests. He's already working. Some people call him by different name, others see him as God. In the case of Swami Shivdayal Singh, you see, well, people did not dare to look to the lights burning in his house. They were afraid that they would be affected. Such like people we are, you see. So, Guru Nanak once was going around, you see. He was just caught and sent to the prison. And there they just saw to just grind corn, you see, like other prisoners. He was in the remembrance of God, you see. And that was carried on up by itself. People were amazed. They reported to the king. Then he took him out. So people don't hear, you see. If a man says, I know, who says no? How can he say no? If he says, I don't know whether the grace of God, God is working, I think, oh, he's an average man. We know better. If they say God, oh, he's a heretic. So what to say to these people? So Guru Nanak says, well, in the world it's very difficult to carry on. If you keep quiet, they say you have no sense, no brain to talk. If you talk to them, they say, oh, he's in the habit of talking, he's got mania of talking. If you just go and serve them, he says, oh, you must have some motive behind it. You see, such is the case in the world. But still with all that, they go on. Some people do come up whom the God sends and they are benefited. And if I quiet sit quietly, you know, he's man. And if he just shows some miracle, he's just mesmerizer, hypnotist. What to do? These people are such like people, you see. Truly greatness of a saint lies in the fact he should be able to give you some experience to rise above body consciousness. Not by hypnotizing. You are not in, I mean, conscious. Mesmerism also. So very few really there are who know what spirituality is. Some consider it is only performance or certain rites and rituals. Others consider, yes, it is only contact with the spirits who have left the body. Something or it has dwelt some powers, you see, within you, miraculous powers by certain methods, and they say perhaps that is spirituality. Well, none of them is spirituality. Spirituality is purely science, and knowing oneself by analyzing and seeing the God who is controlling all creation. God which is not manifest, before manifestation there cannot be seen. But God who is manifested, He is light and sound vision. Someone who can raise your soul to and make that audible life stream manifest in you, that's the one criteria. Who can remove the dog veiler? You see, when you close your eyes, manifest light. These are the two criteria. You'll find very few were there even before. And even now there are few. So there's a religion, as I told you, beyond all religions, above all religions, of rites, dogmas, and rituals. And that is truth. That is called mysticism. So philosophy deals with theories, and mysticism deals with reality. In psychology, in all philosophies, you have to make some hypothesis. There is some subject and object. Then even there is duality, you have to rise above it. And mysticism is a direct contact with the God into expression power, which is light itself. Which once contacted, that has the power, you see, to drag your soul to the soul from where that emanated, the worldless state of God. So in the Crown of Life, the book that has been written, that gives the comparative study of all yogas and their scope. And how the masters further transcended these yogas and became one. The others are very hard to follow, and this is even a child can follow. Yes. What you receive there after years and years of penances, here you receive the very first day. What more conceiving there can be? Yes. Somebody told him, if it is so easy, we don't want such life method, which is so easy. So fortunate, you see, you have got the way with the grace of God. We rest assured. Who has put you on the way can never leave you. You see? You may leave him, he won't leave you. That is why it is said, Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. You see? That is God power, Guru power, that manifested God at some human pole with a commission. That power never dies. Human powers do change, do perish. That power continues. So that power works in a very mysterious way. Though they do not know him physically, even then that power appears to those in that physical form at which he is working. Long before they really meet physically, they wonder who is he. I met my master 7 years before, you see. Not quite conscious, he's rising more body conscious, traversing to the beyond this and that thing. I thought perhaps it was Guru Nanak. When physically I came and got her, I thought he was the same man. You know that is happening. I went to Pakistan there a moment in Subi. He used to see 3 years before the form of the master. He was wondering, how can they Sikh? What is all that? He never believed in the Sikh form, you see. And he was initiated. So such like instances even now you find everywhere. God power never dies, you see. And those who come under his care, why should they worry? They simply have to abide what they say, that's all. And I tell you one thing. If they abide when good, they will go on quicker. Make the will of God in the master their own will. They progress wonderfully. Those who do not, even then he would not leave them. The seed of the Naam or word which has been sown that cannot die out. If at all he does not do, he has to return to the man body, not below. Because man body only that seed can grow. Well, first of all, master's wishes that everybody should go then and there when they have been given that contact. And those resist, he allows, give some long rope first, but he will take him one by, why to say, by hook or crook, he won't leave anything. He had to take him, you see. Some master once told him, well, look here, why don't you obey me? Go on doing it. Well, if you have a, just what to say, civil disobedience, you see, simply, what to say, you see, you wish that all should be carried in truckloads, why don't you walk and go? And then he will take you when he has been destined to take you, then he will take you. Why you wish you should be dragged and put into trucks and carried on? This is a power which is manifest in the human power. That says, the words of the masters are the words of God. Though they appear to be coming through the throat of a physical person. seen Indramati was a lady saint, you see, she was a disciple of Kabir. When he, while progressing, reached the true home, I mean the Satchan, there he saw Kabir was the Satpurush. He said, "Oh, Kabir, why did you tell me that you are the Satpurush? Had you told me before, it would have been much better. Why after so long?" The Kabir told me, even if I told you that I was the Satpurush, you would not have believed me. Everybody says I am God. Truly speaking, tell me, who can give any account of God to us? We have got no equal, no brother, no sister, no father, no mother. Who can give you contact with him, or who can give any description of him? You have to say, God alone can give, which is manifest at any human form. But to realize that we have been given the way, you see for your own self, Master is there in the higher plane that works, helps, extends all protection, and guiding his soul guidance. When you see for your own self, that's all right. Somebody put a question to our Master, "Well, what should he regard you?" He said, "Well, take me as your brother, as your father, as your friend, as your teacher." In a way, what I said, if you find you working when you leave the body in a higher place, then you might tell me anything you like. So Master, don't assert, I tell you. And though just it appeals to common sense, you see. And more of the times are changed, you see, the time of Christ, you'll find. He always said, "Sell away everything, come to me. Leave all and follow me." This is what Lord Krishna said, and everybody said. Now what they say? "Hare, go on with your families and your livelihood, just nourish yourself and your children also, and love God. Don't leave the world, your homes and hearts and homes, and follow." But all the same, they are competent to give them some experience the very first day to start with. They want only 2, 3, 4 hours. And that even they say, "We have got no time." What to do? Whatever you get after so long, I mean, penances and giving so much time, you get the very first day to get something, start with. And if you don't find 2 or 3 hours daily for that purpose, what more can be? Yeah, that's your, who can give you contact with God? Very common sense now. Can anybody give you contact with him when he has got no equal? You may say, by this way catch your ear or that way catch your ear. It is same. Some say Master cannot be a God, but he is no other than God. It is God in him working. They say like that. And some say, "Oh, he is God." He says, "I have seen him, he is God." As I quoted you just Peek, case of the disciple of Peek, he says, "He is God." As I saw him, Swami is everything, he is the wordless God, the ultimate nameless come into being. So this is ultimate realization very few get, you see. They are called Guru Mukh, truly speaking, who have become the mouthpiece of Master or Guru. They do not speak, it is the Guru in them that speaks. It is I Saint Paul says, it is I, not no I, but Christ lives in me, isn't it? So similarly, the Guru Moksha, you see, he doesn't say of his own self, he sees the Master speaking to him, he is conscious all the time. He sees that his body is fitted in his own body. Sometimes he forgets himself altogether, you see. This is the ultimate feat of love, your devotion, you see, in surrender. As you think, so you become. Hafiz says, well, my name is Hafiz. People call me Hafiz, of course. But I am no more Hafiz, I am he. You see? My master is he. People call me Hafiz. He says, I have forgotten all about myself. Did I ever exist? Well, Master is a God in man. And if you become a Guru in man, then you are God in man. And that is the quickest and the... That is why Christ said, if you cannot see, have love for your brothers whom you see, how can you love God whom you have not seen? If your eyes are open, see that He is God in man. And you forget yourself, you rise or born, you are born in Guru or Christ. This is what is called by the word Guru Mukh. You see? This is the ultimate goal that we have to come to. Naturally, all attachments are cut off, you see. Now, how fortunate are those who have had the good fortune to sit at the feet of such a master, you see. We have given you contact to this. As far as it means, only to just obey, put in some time. You see. After you are a millionaire, even then that will remain here. Even the body which comes along with us while entering the world, that does not go along with us. How can we expect all other things for which we are just devoting world first and God next, you see? We are worshipful of man, not the world. How can these things go along with us? Well, it does not mean you leave everything go. Well, remain the world. You have dwelt physically, intellectually. You must maintain yourself. Man, body is the highest in all creation. It is a golden opportunity given to you to know God. Be still and know you are God. That you can do only in man's body, which you got through the grace of God. We just spend the most part of our lives in what? To the worldly things. They say you got the man, but maintain it, because in man body only you can know God. But it is only, you see, for passing phase, won't last long. All who had it, they had to leave it, and we will also have to do. Those all around you, they won't go along with you by then. Yes, at least those who have been just knit together in the silken bonds of love and initiation, I would say, they will remain together even after leaving the body. That is such a relation which cannot be broken off, that has no power to break it off. So I am asking you to give an example. You are going across the river. Some have reached the other. Master is one who carries in the boat all the passengers from one side to the other. Though they all reach there, they are there. And others will also go there. They are together there too. So this is grace of God, you see, that comes through the God-man or Guru or Master, you see. joins us in such a relation which never breaks off even after death. These are no exaggeration, I tell you, facts I'm giving you. This is two relations in which God and our Master has united us. Satya Sapna Sutte Guru Vele Sai. We are all friends, mates, lovers of the same God, you see. The human body makes no difference whether man has got the man body or the woman body, that makes no difference. We are, our souls are to be wedded to God, you see. Blessed is the soul that unites with God.